Beloved, should I live all this drama over again to be with you, I would do it with grace. Should I cry all the tears again I have cried to find you, I would do it with joy. Should I come back lifetime after lifetime just to get a glimpse of you, it will be worth it. For what is life without knowing you? What is life without this sweet taste in my heart? Thank you for being available to us, beloved Swaha, and for this beautiful place, holding the hearts of so many loving and committed friends. It is true, it is a true pearl in this crazy world, and more than that. To this I cannot close the door. I will come up and live here with you guys as soon as I have said my goodbyes in Denmark. In love and gratitude, Prem Kudai. Hello. You were living there in risk some years, no? And then you had some good experiences, and then people didn't understand you, no? Just judging you instead. Huh? That is normal. Because you can only understand that which you have experienced, that's what you are living yourself. So then it doesn't matter how old sannyasin or if they've been with masters or anything, if they don't have that experience. There is a place where you become total, no? Where you surrender, when you accept, when you see reality as it is. Up till that moment, anything can happen. That's why people come and go, they're not steady, because they haven't experienced that. If you have experienced that, then it's impossible. Then you become unshakable, like a mountain. The mountain doesn't say, oh, what a strong wind. Oh no, here comes a hurricane. It says, blow. Is that all? That's why sometimes the master, it seems even hard, but remember, that's impossible for any master to be hard. It's only hard for the ego. And that's what is there to disappear. As soon as that is gone, then there is communion then. Then there is understanding. So that's what you recognize here. Now you have found something that you can fall in harmony with, something that is beyond the mind. I was in Osho's commune in Pune when I lost myself. And I remember the master talking about this. This was the flowering of sannyas. And then I went to the ashram and I tried to explain it. I didn't know myself, no, because you don't know, because it's new. But I couldn't function like I had functioned before. I couldn't lead any groups, any sessions, anything like this. And then they just judged me. Because no, we will lose much money because all these groups are booked. That's what they think about. That was really an eye-opener, that not even there they could recognize. Only a few Indian sannyasin who had been with Osho intimately, they recognized. That's how it is. So don't worry, this is how the world is. So when you see this, then this is how it feels. Should I live all this drama again over and over to be with you, I will do it with grace. Should I cry all the tears again I have cried to find you, I will do it with joy. Should I come back lifetime after lifetime just to get a glimpse of you, it would be worth it. For what is life without knowing you? What is life without this sweet taste in my heart? No, that's what is making life, this sweet taste in the heart. And only when you have tasted it, then you will never forget it. That is like the maturity, you know, that's the maturity I'm talking about. There is a maturity when the heart becomes sweet. You cannot do anything, it happens by itself. Everybody has a heart, but many hearts are bitter, because they are not mature. You have to mature in understanding, in wisdom, in compassion, in silence, in love. And then it becomes sweet. You cannot do that. Life itself does that. Thank you for being available to us, beloved Swaha, and for this beautiful place holding the hearts of so many loving and committed friends. When you are committed, then you become loving, no? Then you become steady. It is a true pearl in this crazy world, and more than that. Yes, if you have seen anything of the world, you know. To this I cannot close the door. I will come up and live here with you guys as soon as I have said goodbyes in Denmark. In love and gratitude, Prem Kunda. But that, I want to just remind you that this is a caravanserai, no? So be aware if you move, because most of the year we are not here. We are in Brazil or some other, God knows where, only God knows. So I know many people, they come and they get thirst and they get into this, and then you want to move closer to be here and be around me. But then you have to remember it's very long winter, so you have to also see the realistic side of life. So I'm just reminding you to see. I have even had people, they are moved here and then they realize it's very difficult. And then they move away, and then they come more than they were even when they were here. Because they are in places where it's easier to work, to make money, like this, no? So this is a very individual situation. If you are ready to live here, and you have the money, and it's easy, then very good. But you have to see all aspects of life, no? Because it's very cold here in the winter. So if you have it in the base and then you come with also when I go to Brazil, very good, then you're in a better off. No? You just think about it and talk with people and see, no? Anyway, I'm all for moving. Moving is always good. Just a reminder, okay, could I? just tell me what your plans are. You can write to me. You can talk to the friend and see how it is, the logistic of things, no? I will help you, don't worry. When you are total, I always help. That's the law. Madhav, you had your guitar today?
Yes.
Yes? You said you have played this song so many times. No, you wanted this to play it for me? Huh?
Yes, I've just written the song.
You have just written? Yes? Come on, play those now. No, my dad will try to play a song. You see how it goes, okay? I have to give him a chance now, because tomorrow he is going to Lebanon to see his old father. And who knows, the Lebanon is very close to Israel, and there they are killing each other all the time. So. Who knows? Be careful.
I can do is sing a song,
sing a song,
sing a
No, be careful now, no? Anybody not take it easy, okay? Innocent people, they are just interested to sing a song and this sweet taste in the heart, no? And innocent people, you will get many times in life, you will get into shocks seeing the reality of life around you. The more you grow, the more you will get into these situations because you will grow faster than the people around. So the again and again you have to stand up for your truth, for your heart. And every time you do it, you get stronger because you have the courage and you have the understanding to follow. That is the test. I remember that time in the ashram. It was a real eye opener, but I just became so much steady and closer to my master because he understood. And who cares about anything else? Because that means you are closer to truth. You are closer to the heart. So everything is a blessing in disguise when you're following the heart. You might lose every so-called friend, but who cares if the master is with you? Then you become strong. So you can never lose anything, you can only lose that which is false, that you don't need, it's just unnecessary luggage. Then that which is real becomes stronger. Then you become unshakable because it's better to have your master than the whole world. That is only if you have the understanding. Otherwise, even the spiritual quest can become so serious, no? And how can you become serious on the spiritual quest? Because you've been so long and you never found anything and you're looking the wrong places. If you find, then you are happy then. There was one Christian saint, one Saint Teresa. She said, just these two words he spoke to me, and it changed my life. Enjoy me. What a burden I thought I was to carry. A crucifix, as he did. Love once said to me, I know a song, would you like to hear it? And laughter came from every brick in the street and from every pore in the sky. After a long night of prayers and meditation, he changed my life when he sang, Enjoy me. Just enjoy me. This is very beautiful. It's just like the Saint people say, easy is right. But that is for an unburdened heart. No mind can understand it because the mind is serious. The mind itself is a burden. Only a pure heart can understand this. Enjoy me. Rumi says, sit with the friends. Don't go back to sleep. Don't sink like a rock to the bottom of the sea. And who is the friends of someone like Rumi? That is his Sangha, that is the seekers, that is the devotees. Those who is devoted to truth, that are the friends, because they will help you to become steady. Sit with your friends, don't go back to sleep. And it's very easy to go back to sleep. And you definitely don't want to go back to sleep, that's why you want to move as quick as possible. That is a very good sign. You have to follow your spirit when it talks to you. This is an old tradition, says Rumi, sit with your friends, don't go back to sleep. What those you thought was your friends, maybe your friends from your whole life, maybe they are not your friends. Because you have changed. As you evolve, you will always find new. And a real friend is one who is pulling you up. Not down. We are the night travelers or the forest dwellers. And are full of light, and you are too. Don't leave this companionship. Be aware, don't leave this companionship, know when you have found it. He is speaking, he is reminding. That's what the master always has to do. You have to remind your disciples. Because the mind is always very tricky. Again and again they have to repeat themselves. Be aware, don't go back to sleep, be steady, relax, trust, go deeper. We are the night travelers and are full of light, and you are too, don't leave this companionship. The full moon appears for the night travelers. Be watchful when the moon is full. The full moon appears for the night travelers. The full moon has always been a metaphor for the mystic, for the master, because he is like a full moon. He brings light into the darkness. And who are the night travelers? The night travelers is the seekers of truth, is his disciples. It means they traveling in the night. Everybody is asleep. You are starting to wake up to a different reality where everybody is asleep. It means you're going your own way, the night travelers. People don't travel in the night, they travel in the day. They travel in buses, trains, in the caravans, in the highway. Only the courageous ones travels in the night. It means those who are ready to go into the unknown. Into the darkness, into the mystic, into the unknown. That is what Rumi calls the night travelers. These are the courageous ones, much more exciting. Much more exciting because you don't know what you're going to meet. And life is an adventure. the moon appears for night travelers. And for these night travelers, for these courageous ones who goes into the unknown, the master appears. And only for those, otherwise everybody will miss him. The full moon appears only for him, because only they can recognize it, because they are in the darkness. They have recognized that this world is just a mess, it's just the darkness. We want something more. And then the full moon comes. And how is it to be a night traveler in the dark night? And the full moon comes. Nothing is better. I've been walking a lot in the night, in the Himalayas also. You can hardly see anything. When the full moon comes, it changes everything. You feel safe, you have light. You see where you walk. That is how the master is. Only a fool can then turn back to the full moon. But fools happens. That's the amazing thing with human beings. Not even animals would do that. But man does that, humans do that. Isn't it amazing? The moon appears for night travelers. Be watchful when the moon is full. Now, be very, very alert, because this full moon, it just comes and goes. Be very aware when the moon, full moon is there. Don't miss it, very easy to miss. This is how the master is talking, this is how Rumi is talking. Normally people doesn't understand this. Sit with your friends. And remember, your friends is people who are truthful. Don't go back to sleep. Don't sink like a rock to the bottom of the sea. We are night travelers, full of light. And you are too. Don't leave this companionship. Maybe you don't know it yet, but you are. Stay a little longer, you will realize you are also full of light. The full moon appears for night travelers. Be watchful. Be watchful when the moon is full. Only once a month the full moon comes. What to say about the master? Much more seldom. You are the night travelers who managed to go beyond the masses into the unknown. Most loved Master of the Heart, I want to share with you one insight I'm having again and again. I have a strong feeling in my heart and in my soul that I want to be everywhere. But you are everywhere. Where's Chanda? Everywhere and nowhere. I want to be here in Brazil and in England. I don't feel the need to move here or to Brazil permanently. When the friends say they're moving here, I feel very happy for them and I understand the feeling behind this. I'm also moving, but my movement is happening inside. I feel part of this beautiful family, and I have found long lost brothers and sisters that I love very much. I know my choice is not the easiest one, as I am aware that I lose myself when I go back to the world. But I know it's possible. I'm in love with you, in love with me, in love, Chanda. Very good. The thing is not to take it so seriously. Are you going to stay in England? Are you going to stay in Brazil? Are you going to stay in Dharma Mountain? Are you going to stay there? No, be flexible. Some lucky people, they have made house here in Brazil, in England, in different places. That's the best. If you can afford it, make a place, it's a house everywhere. Because what you love is to be part of this and to be with me, and I'm a gypsy. So how can you settle down in England or Brazil or here? That's what I just reminded Kudaina. Who knows? Be flexible. And change is good, but you have to look at your life also, no? If you have a good job, if you have a good income, if you have it easy, then come. What is important is to come to the retreats. It doesn't matter now where you live in the world, because the world is very little. But I have found very beautiful places to live, so that's no problem. So you must think about this, but everybody has to just be true to his or her situation. You say, I know my choice is not the easiest one, as I'm aware that I lose myself when I go back to the world. But this is the world. You just have to become stronger in yourself. Any split and you're not strong, you have to become one. Then wherever you are, of course, most people live in the cities. I don't know why, because for me it's natural that I like the bird song, no? I like the river, I like the mountains, I like the beach, I like the sunset. It's very difficult to see the sunset in Manhattan. In London, very difficult. So, I'm all for having it the easy. Why? I know my choice is not the easiest one. Why not? You still want some hardship? It's okay. But maybe you don't need to. Why not take the easy way? You think the easy way is too easy? But I'm saying easy is right. The master says easy is right, but we don't want to do the easy way, like do the little difficult way. Okay. Do it difficult then. And then one day maybe you want to make it easy. Things happen when they happen. What can I say? So that is fine. I know my choice is not the easiest one, as I'm aware that I lose myself when I go back to the world. But that also you have to integrate. The test is always there, no? To see if you're stronger, if you are truer to yourself, if you take care of your heart, if you drop those things that make you that you're getting lost again. Getting involved in things that brings you down. All these things, you have to bring your awareness into the world. Then you become steady. And it is possible. And you know it. But just start accepting that it can be easy. Even the difficult can be easy, okay? Life always have its challenges and it will be difficult, but it will be easy difficult. Before it was difficult. difficult. And more easy you become, then it becomes easy. Difficulties will always be there. But it's easy difficulties. And before, they was terrible. Oh, more difficult. Oh, it's a heavy burden on my shoulder. No, they just like, okay, going to the toilet, then you're going to deal with the difficulties. What's the difference? It's happening. Both has to happen. Just accept life, no problem. Life gives you what you need to look at anyway. Only you make it difficult. Easy things is difficult to understand. Difficult, easy. Who knows? Where? City, forest. Yes. England, Brazil, Norway, India, China. Who knows? Yes. Here's Rumi again. Surrender. It suits the generous man to give money. But truly the generosity of the lover is to surrender his heart, his soul. If you give bread for God's sake, you will be given bread in return. If you give your life for God's sake, you will be given life in return. But it's so much easier to give bread. It's so much easier to give money. To help the poor. That is easy. But to give your life? But only then you get life. If you give your life for God's sake, you will be giving life in return. A sannyasin should be truthful and peaceful, but you also have to be strong. That's the thing. You have to be loving, but don't let anybody use you. You have to stand up for yourself. And most people, they are so wishy-washy that first you have to become centered. First you have to become strong. First you have to stand up for yourself, to integrate yourself as such. That is the work. First you have to become one. You have to center yourself. You have to be strong in spirit. Then when you have integrated yourself, when you have become one, when you are harmonious, then you can relax. Because then you know you can be strong. You don't need to prove anything. Then it's a balance. When you need to do that, you do it. It's not a question. You know you have the capacity. Look at the cat. He's sleeping 20 hours a day. Then if he had slept the 10 hours, any little mouse goes across. Boof! Total awareness. He catches the mouse, eats it, back. Like that. That is, you use the energy when you need it. He doesn't think like people do. Should I kill that cat, that mouse? If you think that, should I kill that mouse? Maybe it's not so good. Then you lose your meal then. No. He knows he's a cat. He's there supposed to eat the mouse. Only humans say, oh my God, look. Why interfere? Everything is working beautifully. Like that. But you don't trust yourself. You haven't stood up for yourself. So you have to be strong in this world. You have to stand up for yourself. So it's a time to be stand up for yourself. You have to see all the different sides of you. So they work harmoniously. I remember Osho said that the sannyasin, you have to become like steel. Clay won't work. Clay also, it looks like it's hard, but just one knock and it breaks. Special Indian clay. You have to be like steel, not like clay, no? And that's how most people are. They look strong, but just one little tap and they crack. But remember, that is something he said just to integrate you. First you have to feel this stillness, this strength. Then you can relax. No. Then whenever it's needed, you stand up for yourself. Otherwise you relax, just like the cat. Nothing unnecessary. Then you have a lot of energy when you need it. But because we don't have that, you think, and all the energy goes into thinking and mental gymnastics. Then you get tired, and then you don't know what you're going to do. Then you don't have any energy. Because you don't see clearly, you know. You have to trust yourself. And really lucky cats, they don't even need to catch the mousing even. Because they have some human that love them and give them food and pet them and milk and cream and everything. They're called the lucky cats. They can just be there and become fat cat. A fat cat is one who doesn't need to hunt mouse even anymore. Then from the fat cat you can evolve, if you have a good master, into a bliss cat. Very seldom you've seen bliss cats. But those are those that they had so much cream that they just like that. And the only thing bliss cats has to do is to go out to use the toilet. That's it. Everything is served. There is different stages in cat's life, just like humans. Some humans are very naughty, more animal instinct, animal nature. Some humans are on the way to become human. Some humans are more integrated humans. Some humans are happy humans. That is fantastic when you see happy human being. That is, whoa! Then you have some that is joyful human being. That is even more. Whoa! Once in a while you see a blissful human being. It's like, oh my God, is that true or what? And then you have even divine human beings. You have the whole spectrum. Human being is not just a human being. It can be much more or it can be much less. Beloved Master, since I met you, much, much has been happening. Processes, ups and downs, these kinds of things. But I don't want to bother you with this nonsense. That's good. Truth is, I write you just to be able to maybe sit a little closer at your feet. Look you into the eyes and thank you for everything, and say that I love you very, very much, Farooq. Okay. It seems like now you have gone through some processes, ups and downs, and all these kinds of things. That is needed. Huh? You've been through my washing machine, but now you have gone through it. You still will go through it, but it's not, you know, the spinning is finished. Now you have different in-depth washing and soaking programs. They are not so... But you say, I don't want to bother you with this nonsense. That is very good. Just say the truth, that you just want to sit closer at your feet, looking into your eyes and say, I love you very, very much. That's good. Nothing else is needed, Farooq. Life is simple. And with me, it's always good to be truthful. Then you have written me also, beloved master, dancing in ecstasy, you go. Now you have become also poor. Oh, this is from Rumi. You say, I know that you love Rumi and you introduced me to his poems. No, I love him too, love Farooq. That is what I do. I introduce you to all these mystics and poets and gurus, and all that is beautiful, no? That is something that is not really in the history books. It is in a different dimension. Only some humans get introduced to them. But that's what I want. I want you to introduce you to that whole dimension, to the mystical dimension, to the love, to the poetry, to the song, to the dance, to the meditation, to the ecstasy, to the silence, to the truth. That's what I want to introduce you. Whatever way, if that comes through a Buddha or to a Rumi, doesn't matter. Beloved Master, dancing in ecstasy, you go. My soul of souls, don't go without me. Laughing with your friends, you enter the garden. Don't go without me. Don't let the sky turn without me. Don't let the moon shine without me. Don't let the earth spin without me. Don't let these days pass without me. The two worlds are joyous because of you. That's the thing, when you're in harmony, that's what he says, the two worlds, the inner and the outer, no? When that is in harmony, when there is no more division, is no more split, the outer world, the inner world, then there is a harmony, then there is a dance, then there is peace. You are no more split. Don't stay in this world without me. Don't go to the next world without me. Don't let your eyes look without me. Don't let your tongue speak without me. Don't let your hands hold without me. Don't let your soul stir without me. Very good for it. He's trying to talk, the poor guy, just like I am. I will tell you something else about Rumi Sahib. What I say makes me drunk. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blub, blub, blub. Do, 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 do. River song. Wind song, bird song, night song. May everybody get drunk on this song. You're so concentrated there. What? How is it going? You good? Relax.